Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land. Welcome to another installment of True North, broadcasting live here on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria. We're also heard in Ottawa on CHUO 89.1 FM and in Newfoundland at Voice of Bon Bay Radio. What's up, everybody? My name's Johnny. I'll be your host for this next hour where we explore the strange and weird outsider music made across this country of ours. And I've got a very special guest for this week's show, Sister Blanche, a member of the band Cindy Lee and Young Mums. She's here in studio with me and ready to do a solo drone and noise set to start us off. So without further ado, we're going to send it over to Sister Blanche in the studio. Keep it locked here on CFUV, CHUO, and Voice of Bon Bay for more True North.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to True North, everybody. You just heard a live set by Sister Blanche right here in the studios at CFUV, and we'll have her join me in the studio shortly, play some of her favorite strange Canadian music. In the meantime, let's hear a tune from Une Blonde's new craft single. This track's called As Just.
I'm buying rice, fish, fruit. Is that good?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fin.
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 Fin. Wait, it's up. I'm buying.
It's been a good feeling.
Everybody, welcome back to True North here. We just heard a tune from a group called Funf. Their release Le Regle, and the name's name was that track. It's out on Ambience Magnétique, is really cool label out of Montreal for experimental and contemporary classical music. And one of the people in that group is Andrea Jane Cornell, who I was lucky to see perform in Winnipeg a few summers ago. We also heard Unblonde from their new craft single. The song was As Just. But our guest is in the studio now. Do you want to introduce yourself to everybody listening out there in Radioland?
Hi, I'm Morgan. I just performed as Sister Blanche. Thanks for having me, Johnny.
Yeah, welcome. So could you tell everybody who's listening a little bit about your music background, or, you know, like your history that brought you here today?
The project that I'm working on now as Sister Blanche is it's all tape. I've recorded everything myself to tape on a 4-track or on portable tape decks and mixed it down, and there's no, I don't use any computers for any part of the process. I don't really use any really properly functioning equipment either. I have a little 4-track that Crystal Dorval has lent me. That's been very helpful. But most of what I use is sort of found equipment or leftover things of my dad's. Odds and ends and bits and pieces, and everything's to cassette. Yeah, when I say tape, I mean cassette, not quarter inch or whatever. And now it's pretty liberating to be doing a process that I have complete control over. And as I was saying to you, loading the gear into the van was great because it consisted of a cassette, a microphone, and a notebook.
You only just recently moved here to Victoria. Where were you before?
I moved to Victoria in the summer, and before that I was mostly living in my van in Vancouver
and making music there as well.
I played with Patrick under the name Cindy Lee and as Androgynous Mind, and I played in some other bands too, like Young Mums was one of them, and various projects, Raw Trucks cover band, things like that. Got a little Tom Petty cover band going now here. Another project I'm working on here is a band called College Girls with Crystal Dorval from White Poppy. And that's more like of a conventional band where we actually play in all the instruments live. I am really enjoying the solo process and having the freedom it allows me. And recording is a new medium for me. I mean, I've recorded various bands that I've been in over the years in studios or with friends, but I've never done like bedroom recording style before. So it's great. It's obviously like a whole instrument in of itself. Mm-hmm. And there's all sorts of new things to learn and new challenges. And it's very, obviously it's very challenging that I don't have like, I'm learning everything as I go and I'm using faulty equipment, but I really enjoy it. It's very gratifying.
Great. Definitely suits the aesthetic and the style. I'm sure nobody listening at home is like, oh, that doesn't sound like great equipment or anything like that. You picked some music to play on the show today. I queued up a song here by Gretchen Snakes. Could you tell us a little bit about this or why you chose this band?
Gretchen Snakes is Brody McKnight's solo recording project, but I mean, he also plays as a band too, which I believe when they play as a band, it's under the name Sour Cream. I'm a really big fan of everything Brody's done, back to like Live Girls and Mutators days, obviously New Sensei as well, but seeing or hearing him play in this incarnation, it's been very gratifying. I feel like the music is the ideal soundscape to like a desert massacre kind of scene. I love everything on the tape that the History of Modern Medicine is the name of the tape, I believe, and everything on it from start to finish I absolutely love. I think he's playing next month at the Western Front in Vancouver on the 7th.
Wicked. So let's play this tune, and we'll be back with Morgan after this. Stay tuned. right. Welcome back, everyone. Morgan, you want to tell everyone what we were just listening to there?
Yeah, that was Sutures, which is like a now defunct band. It was Luna, it's her project. She's in Other Jesus now with Catty Yoon. It's a great time here. Catty Yoon owns the record store in Vancouver called Horses with Dan Geddes, where I will be performing next month on March 8th. I'm doing an art show there called Grievance. It'll be an installation. And then I'll be performing as Sister Blanche. And Andrea Lukic from New Sensei will be performing. And Highway X as well, which is another band I'm very excited about. Actually, I'm releasing a Highway X Sister Blanche split tape at that show as well.
And is that part of, were you telling me your plans for a new record label?
Yeah, I'm planning on starting a record label this year. I'm a label called Gary Records after my dad, and that'll be the first release, will be Andy and I split tape. So yeah, I'm hoping to do cassettes for the first year, and then probably the first vinyl release will be Sister Blanche in the beginning of next year.
And so have you started recording for that?
No, I just finished these recordings last night, actually. The ones that I just performed, I was up till about 4:30 in the morning practicing and writing out the lyrics. So that these will make up the split tape. And then after March 7th, I can start recording fresh all over again, which is really exciting also because I can apply all the things that I've learned. Like this set of recordings was came a lot more naturally than the first round of stuff. Like I released the tape in the fall, and that was really like pulling teeth the entire time and had a lot of freakouts over equipment and just learning how to do things. Basically just how to make things loud was the biggest obstacle. And there's been a lot of problem solving with this second tape. And so I'm looking forward to, I'm sure it can only get easier, right?
Unless you start to try and make things more complicated, I guess.
Yeah, which I'm sure is inevitably what will happen. I'll set some new challenges for myself.
So staying up to 4:30 in the morning writing, is that pretty
That's
standard
regular
for you?
Business, yeah, for sure. Definitely a late night artist, musician type. Yeah, pretty much don't see daylight in the winter. But I get a lot done. I live in a tiny little shed behind my friend's house, so I can record in the middle of the night. Nobody seems to mind. I'm very fortunate in that regard.
Awesome. So you mentioned New Sensei. We've got a track from them up next. Did you want to set this one up?
Just by saying that Cat's Cradle is one of my favorite songs.
All right, check this out. Stay tuned for more on True North here on CFUV.
Circles turning.
All right, everybody, we're still here with True North. This is Johnny in the studio with Morgan. The show, of course, heard live on CFUV in Victoria, also in Ottawa on CHUO and Newfoundland, Voice of Bond Bay. So we're just listening to Mutators, Get It Clean. Why did you pick that track, Morgan?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I particularly like Leaf's squeaky bark bit in the middle there. There's a that I'm a pretty big fan of. I guess it makes me partial to that track in particular.
Nice.
I never got to see Mutators play live, I'm sad to say. But I'm a posthumous fan, I guess.
So we also heard New Sensei, Cat's Cradle. We were talking a little bit about the Vancouver scene and how it's evolved.
Right. Those are... Yeah, obviously the Gretchen Snake song is the solo project of Brody and from Mutators and New Sensei. And Andrea from New Sensei is also going to be performing solo at the show at Horses, which will be really exciting to see. She's a really prolific artist, an amazing musician, so I'm excited to see what she comes up with for sure.
How do you feel things have changed? I mean, I guess you're not really in Vancouver as much anymore, but still go back and play shows. How's that scene changed, or how's it compared to Victoria's?
I mean, it's funny because I moved to Vancouver. I'm from the West Coast, but I lived back east. Hello to all the Ottawa friends. Hello, Bruce Tung. But I moved to Vancouver in 2009, and it was after the emergency room had been shut down and after the Cobalt had closed and it was like the era of No Fun City. And so it seemed that everybody there was really negative and didn't really get excited about shows and was sort of like, I don't know, shit-talking the Astoria and stuff. But then over like from 2010 to like 2014, it seems like that the community definitely built themselves back up, like venue-wise. Redgate is like a huge part of that, I think. Just creating a good, inclusive space where shows can happen. In comparison to Victoria, it seems like Victoria's really nice. I like it here. Everybody's like, it's definitely a smaller community. It's nice to see that bands that are pretty different play shows together. Like, lineups are not based on everybody necessarily having the same sound, because I guess there just isn't as big of a pool of bands to choose from. But it also seems like there's a pretty strong sense of community. And as Duncan McConnell, also known as Slam Dunk, was telling me the other day, Slam Duncan, Victoria seems to really enjoy fostering bands. You know, it's a good place to, I don't know, maybe not be that smooth in the beginning, or like, you know what I'm saying, like people like to see you from the beginning, and in Victoria you get a lot of support, and people like to, I don't know, see you improve, get comfortable.
Yeah, it always feels like other cities try and steal our band, so we have to be excited about bands when they first are coming up in Victoria, and then sooner or later Exclaim or whoever's calling them a Montreal band or Vancouver band.
We're looking at you, babysitter.
Yeah. I've lamented about that on this show many times before.
I think that's definitely the case. Yeah, I mean, and it's funny too that in Vancouver and other cities, like a band from Victoria, it's like got a pretty big novelty too. People are excited. It's like, oh, they came over on a ferry.
Yeah, something about that isolation. Like we were talking, I haven't gone and seen a show in Vancouver, and I don't even know how long, and it's not really that far, and I like all these bands, but there's so much going on here, or at least it always feels that way.
Yeah, there's a show, there's like a good show every weekend here, I notice. I mean, it's not like in Vancouver, maybe there's multiple shows, but it's not that big of a city, and there's like great music every weekend, which is pretty impressive.
So we've got two more artists that you picked out. with some ties to Victoria.
Oh yeah, these are both Victoria kind of ladies.
So, Morning Coup and White Poppy, what can you tell us about these?
Well, this would be nice. It'll be a little bit softer on the way out, I figure, after Mutators and Usensei. Both these women are incredibly inspiring to me. I think of them as fabulous creative witches, and I'm very thankful to have them in my life personally and musically.
So this Morning Coup track we're going to play, you actually haven't heard yet.
I know. I really, I wanted to play Master off of Chandra's new record, which is, in my mind, just like the best song happening right now. But we dug back into the vault and found something else by her.
Yeah, it's a self-titled CD EP she gave the station back in 2011, looks like. And it's very well loved. This thing has gotten a lot of airplay at the station, I can tell just by looking at it.
Nice.
So this track's called Inner Eye Lighthouse, and then we'll hear some White Poppy, so stay tuned.
No.
All right, that was some White Poppy from Drifter's Gold, Green and Growing, and we also heard Morning Coo with Inner Eye, Lighthouse. Thanks for coming down today, Morgan.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun.
So we'll put that session that Morgan played at the beginning of the show up on CFUV SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/CFUV if you want to listen to that again. And stay tuned because we got Rachel filling in for Ross today on Salvage Sounds. And I'm going to leave you with one last tune. This is a new tape from the Power Moves label that we got at CFUV. Sea Ladder's the group, and this one's called Frozen Sound. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned. Thank you.